bless to whoever may be hearing or listening to this audio. My name is Amber, and it's the 30th of December 2023, and I'm recording this audio from Bristol in the United Kingdom. And God has really put it strong on my heart to share today, as we're coming to the end of another great year. God has just really encouraged me to share on audio the things He's working in my heart. And as I reflect on 2023, I just have so much joy overflowing because it's been truly an amazing year. A year of great growth, great learning, many desires and goals and visions being answered, great revelation given by God, freedom within my heart, peace, great prosperity within the mind, within my relationships and my life. And today, as I reflect on 2023, I just have to give great thanks and praise to God Almighty, my dad, your dad, who created us and knows everything about us and loves us so much. He has so much grace towards us, you know. We're abounding in grace because now that we are His children, and if there are people who are listening to this that are not yet understanding that they are a child of God or knowing how they can become a child of God, is very easy, is very simple. God has shown me very clear over the last few years now that it's very, very easy to be a child of God. All we have to do is confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and we are saved. We become children of God. We are His masterpiece. He calls us His masterpiece, His workmanship, His pride and joy. And before the world was formed, God had such a desire for a family who was to love Him and who He could love. And now through the great things that Jesus Christ did, you know, by freely giving up His life, and now He's seated with God in the highest place in creation, we are now able to call God our dad. We have direct access to God by being able to go boldly to Him for everything, in prayer, in supplication, in thanksgiving. You know, we're able to go to Him with boldness, confidence, trust, knowing that our God wants to answer. He wants to deliver. He wants to open our eyes. He wants to set us free. He wants to prosper us. He wants to be everything that a dad is, and much, much, much more. Yes, we all, when we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, we then receive eternal life. We receive a life that is much more than the one we're living. But the one that we're living now, God wants us to really enjoy it, really prosper, be in health, have great understanding, great wisdom, and really have a relationship with God. So throughout this year, for me, being a child of God, I've really understood that it's first and foremost very easy to become a child of God. It's very comforting to my heart that any anxieties, worries, fears that I once had are no longer there, because I understand that I'm able to go to God with my whole heart, because God knows our hearts even more than we know them ourselves. And when we go to God with our heart, with a pure heart, and we meditate on the things of God, then He can free us from any hold-ups, any burdens. He can free us from any things that's happened in the past. You know, He doesn't eradicate them things that have happened or which was once a part of us, but He shows us a more excellent way, a more better way, how we can be delivered, set free, and live a life full of peace, great peace. And the the other day I was out with my family, and my aunt, who asked me, what do I believe? And I started to share with her the wonderful truth, this truth from God that God put in my heart to share with her. And she then went ahead and said to me, well, I understand that, but I call it different names. I have different names for the same thing that you believe. And I said, but do you have consistent peace? Do you have clarity of mind? Are you free from worries, fear, and burdens? She was like, no, I'm not. And I said, but the God who is my dad, who wants to be your dad, can give you that peace, can give you that clarity and that more excellent way. And so God was just speaking so many great things through me and Danny that I knew was delivering her heart. And some of the things that we were saying that God was giving, she couldn't answer, she couldn't question, because deep down in her heart she knew it was true. My aunt is one that believes in many gods. She believes in many pagan things, crystals, Reiki, everything and anything. But unfortunately right now her heart is not in that place to believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's okay, because God will bring her to that place through my prayers, and if she continues to reach out and seek the words that God has for her life. But anyway, the reason why I shared this is because there are many, many people in this world that are not in peace, that are living a life of chaoticness, destruction, experiencing death, no hope. And with us being sons and daughters of the Most High God, being children of God, knowing this truth, we have the ability to show and tell and give people the truth. But something again that I've learned this year is that we're not to do anything in our own strength, that we do everything led by the Spirit of God. And because we are sons and daughters of God, we can be led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit is energized within us. The Spirit is willing. And as we continue to stay with God, fellowshipping with God, fellowshipping with like-minded believers, practicing the things God is encouraging us to practice, we are walking by that Spirit. That Spirit is energized each and every day. And then what God is able to do is the ready ones, the ones that are hungry, the ones that are searching for this truth. Not the truth that the world is trying to promote, but the truth that really sets people free, that can really take people out of darkness, that can give people consistent peace and happiness and joy, bring people out of poverty to prosperity. Now, to the carnal mind, these things may not seem possible, but us as children of God, we know all things are possible when we believe. We know now that we're filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray, we declare, we confess, and anything whatsoever we desire when we pray will surely come to pass. But people who are living in a carnal mind or an unbeliever, they do not understand this. So they stay stuck in their ways. They stay meditating and fixated on the things that are going on in the world, rather than taking a step back and a moment to really give God their heart, or give God a chance, or to seek God. And so this year, it's really been on my heart to pray for the laborers. A laborer, a person that really desires freedom, a person that is really desiring the truth, that a person that is really desiring to be set free and to live a life fully unto God. And so I know that God is doing this. I know that many, many laborers are here in the UK, Europe, Asia, South America, America, all over the world. There are many fresh fields, many laborers, many hungry people that are desiring the truth and the freedom that only God can give. And the greatest thing about desiring laborers deliverance and desiring fresh fields and desiring that one is that God knows who that one is. There's no pressure on us. There's no pressure for us to need to do anything. You know, before, I remember that I used to think it was my duty to go and save souls. That was quite a big saying of mine, you know. The doctrine was wrong. It's not my job to save anyone. It's my job to really continue my relationship with God. It's your job to continue your relationship with God. Continue with God, steadfast in the things that you're learning, steadfast in being led by the Spirit, steadfast in practicing the things that God's putting in your heart to practice, and then God can send the labor. God can save souls. God can save the people that are hungry and ready to receive the spiritual things over the carnal things. Because when we start trying to do things in our own strength or thinking it's our responsibility to save people, we then become discouraged. We then become burdensome. We then think, well, what's going on? But God's like, no, it's my job. I want to work for you. I want to work through you. You have no pressure. You have no things that you need to do in your own strength because I'm God. Aren't I able to bring an ekphalo laborers to you? Aren't I able to navigate people to your path so that you can speak the truth into their lives and they can be set free? Because God knows each and every person's heart. He knows each and every person in this whole world. He knows every hair on every person's head. He's numbered them. So He knows. He knows where them people are. And the biggest thing for me was ceasing from my own works and my own understanding. Stopping doing things in my own strength and really giving my heart to God. And what do I mean by giving my heart to God? My desire, God, I want to work in your field. I want to be prosperous with many laborers, many people, not because I'm anything, but I know the freedom that I've received in Christ. I know the right standing I have before you. I know who I am as a daughter of you, and I desire many, many people to receive this freedom. Free from drugs and alcohol and fear and bondage and poverty. People who can live a life that is just so enjoyable, exciting and fun. Not legalistic in any way or burdensome because we feel like we have to do things. That is not God's heart. His heart is that we really have that perfect relationship with Him. We go to Him. And then have a desire, whatever that desire may be. Some people's desire may not be to have fellowship and fresh fields right now. People may desire to have a great job or to be a mom or to have other things going on. And that's fine. God puts the desires within your heart. But my desire throughout 2022, 2023, and definitely going into 2024, and for the rest of my life, I desire laborers to work in God's field, to pray to the Lord of the harvest, that He will build His house, that He will continue to use me and utilize me to help people to be set free. So, again, big thing for me in 2023 is just continue to pray for that laborer, that one that's equivalent to a million. And does it matter if you've only got one? No. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that we have one. And then it'll be 10, then 20, then 100, then 1,000, then 1,000,000. But it's never about the quantity, you know. It's about people truly just wanting to be completely in love with God, led by God, inspired by God, going to God, being free in their heart, mind, and just having that relationship. So again, this year, God has been teaching me a lot about the importance of speaking in tongues, perfect prayer. Throughout the fellowship that we run on a Tuesday, the children's fellowship on a Sunday, and when we connect to Lawrence's fellowship on a Thursday, God has really put it strong in our hearts. And He speaks. Like, when we open our mouth, God speaks. And we have to trust and believe whatever comes out of our mouth is of God. And God is speaking. And if there's things that are touching our hearts, then we can practice these things, and to practice it with heart. Not practice it because we feel like we have to, but practicing everything with heart. A heart for God, a heart towards God, and a heart towards the people that are teaching and encouraging us, you know, our leaders. With God, there is a godly structure. There is definitely a godly structure. We all need a contact point of faith in the earth, and we all need to be encouraged by somebody. It doesn't mean that we have to rely on that person as God, because we go to God, but we all need to be perfected, encouraged, fellowshipping, encouraging each other to love and good works. You know, God is very detailed in His plan, very detailed with the things that He's designed. He's very detailed with everything that He's done and that He continues to do. And one of those great details are having key leaders in the earth that will encourage. So if your desire in your field, if your desire in your fellowship, you're a leader. You're a leader, and the people that God sends to you, you are there to perfect them, to encourage them, to inspire them, to do what God puts in your heart towards them. And so it's not that the leader is better, because we're all the body of Christ. We all have the Holy Spirit. But there's a humbleness when we submit ourselves in that way. You know, we can all be led of God. We can all be inspired by God. But God even says, let's not forsake the assembly. Because there's safety in a multitude of counselors. There's safety when there's more than one. Now again, I 100% agree that we don't need to be in many, many fields, in many, many fellowships. I've understood this, and I've been at the brutal end of what it feels like to mix here, mix there, listen to this, listen to that. So God wants us to make a dedicated decision of where we're fellowshipping, the doctrine we're receiving, and to move with that, to really move with that, to move with heart, to be free in our hearts to do that. So the connection is very, very important. Like in our fellowship, I encourage the people, connect, phone. It's about being perfected. I'm being perfected all the time by my leader and through the sharings that I'm speaking to. I don't need to be here in this fellowship, that fellowship, because I'm being perfected where I'm being fed. And then when God gives the inspiration, we can all come together as leaders, as believers, and fellowship one with another. So like yesterday was Friday the 29th of December 2023. God strongly put it in my heart that the people in Bristol that are connected to Lawrence and Kim, and the people in Bristol that are connected to me and Danny, to bring us all together, to have food, to break bread, to fellowship, because it was really what God put in my heart, and it was a really exciting, great, awesome time. People got to share testimonies, people got to share their hearts, and it was just a great time. That doesn't mean that that's going to happen all the time, but as God leads, it's going to be very profitable. It's going to be meaningful. It's going to be inspiring and encouraging to everyone. So I really see again this year the importance of the connection, the godly structure, why God has us in the place where He wants us to be fed and encouraged and built up. We know that Jesus Christ Himself said, man, woman, should not live by bread alone, but by every word that's proceeding out of the mouth of God. Like when we're connected, God is speaking to our heart, and the things He speaks to our heart individually, when we practice those things, we see the benefit. We see the results. We start to be encouraged with confidence and faith and trust, inspired in many, many different ways. because there's many things going on in the world, many distractions, and the enemy, he just wants that one thing to try and take us off, to distract us, to help us to not focus. But when we're connected and we're fellowshipping, first and foremost to God and then to the person or the people God has put in front of us, then them distractions become less and less, because we're always going to be hot. You know, if you put a hot coal on top of hot coals, we continue to stay hot, we continue to burn. But if you start putting cold coals on top of hot coals, the hot ones will start to become cool. And we don't want to be cool. We want to be hot continuously. We want to be on fire continuously. And again, another thing that I've learned this year is it really doesn't matter what people think, what they say, how they react or how they act. If God has put a word in your mouth, you do the job to speak it forth. Then it's up to the recipient to receive it gladly, put it into practice and see the results for themselves. But if people decide not to listen and do, then that's up to them if they don't see the results, if they're on a hamster wheel constantly battling with the things going on around. Because again, firsthand, I understand the importance of listening and doing and seeing the results. God wants us to evidence heaven. He wants us to evidence this prosperous life. He wants us to evidence the great and powerful God that He is. And the way that we do that is first having a humble heart, a meek heart, being ready to receive gladly, and to put into action the things that we receive. And then when we start to have the testimonies and the results, then we have the ability to share. Just like Jesus Christ, he both taught and did, then he taught about it. And the same with us. We listen to the encouragement, we put it into practice, and then we can share about it because we've seen such awesome benefits, results, and greatness. And there are going to be many people around you that do not understand this truth. There are going to be many people around you that are going to doubt and not understand why you do a certain thing or how you're acting or reacting. But that's okay. That is okay. You know, we are to have a pure heart towards God. Even amongst our partners, our mums, our dads, our families, our best friends, our heart is for God, is towards God. It doesn't matter how people are responding. It's not up to us to have to defend or argue or debate. You know, sometimes the best thing is just to be silent. And then if God gives words of inspiration, to speak. So connection is like, as you go in, and we all go into 2024, if we're seasoned believers or if we're brand new believers, just understanding this truth, really understand the importance of connection. And if you don't know what that means, then go to God and ask Him. He will show you. He will reveal it to you. When you connect, you benefit. Because like me, I benefit because I do the things I'm encouraged to do. And if you want to benefit, you will also do the same. And again, I touched on it earlier, but God had me speak about something else. But speaking in tongues, really speaking in tongues with a heart to want to communicate with God, not because we're feeling anything or we or anything, but just speaking in tongues much, really going to God, speaking in tongues as much as we can, you know, throughout your day, dedicated time as you're inspired, not doing things because you feel like you have to do it at this certain time of this certain day. No, doing things by the inspiration of God. It may be for 30 seconds, then it may be for 10 minutes, then it may be for an hour, tomorrow it may be for 3 hours. As God leads and inspires you, and as you act and do, you will see the great results of speaking in tongues. And I have so much this year. Like, the speaking in tongues has completely defined and changed my walk and my understanding. That's what it's about. God wants us to go from glory to glory, with great revelation in our mind and our hearts, really understanding the spiritual over the things that are going on in the physical, and speaking in tongues is a very important thing to do as a believer. And of course, it's been mentioned over and over again, and I will continue to mention it until the day God says stop, which I don't think He will, but we'll see. honoring God with our first fruits, and the first fruits of all of our increase, finances, you know, again, to the carnal mind, the people around us, they will not understand. People who do not understand this truth, they will try and bring in doubt into your mind. That's where you have to cast down every imagination that it exalts itself above the knowledge of God, especially in this area when it comes to honoring God. Because our mind will drift, the carnal mind will drift, the carnal mind will try and make out that honoring God is something that it really isn't. Honoring God is a faith principle that gives us the opportunity to prosper, to really put our faith and trust in God, and to see again great benefits, to live a great life. Honoring God, it just opens the windows of heaven. It opens up mighty doors for laborers, prosperity within the heart, the mind, the spirit, relationships, within our finances. The honoring God is connected to so many wonderful things. It's not just about receiving money, even though we do receive and gain great prosperity when we do this, but there is so much more to the honoring God, and especially when we're honoring God with our heart, cheerfully, doing it cheerfully, doing it because we're so excited to give to God. And even if you have a little, honoring God with the little that you have, but doing it joyfully, not begrudgingly, not because, oh, I really don't want to have to give this. Go to God and say, God, I want to give this amount. Get me to a place where I'm giving you this amount. Get me to a place where I am just continuously increasing with my honoring you. That I never become stale, that I never become stagnant in my giving, that it doesn't stay the same, but doing it with heart. So for me this year, again, if you've heard me share, or if this is brand new for you to hear me share, honoring God, God put it strong on my heart. You honor me where you're being fed, where you're being encouraged. And each time, if I get a gift of £10, or if I get a wage of £1,000, or if I find £5, say, on the street, whatsoever income comes into my hand, the first thing I do is I go to God and I say, God, I have this in mind. I have this here right now. How much do you desire me to honor you with? Sometimes he tells me the whole amount, and I'm like, whoa, okay. But I'm faithful to do it. And I know that the more that you learn and grow and develop yourself in this area, the more you will do it also. But whatever, if it's a gift, if it's a wage, wherever the finances come from, into your pocket, into your bank account, like, I encourage you to sow from it. But not just to sow a little amount or an amount because you feel like there should be a percentage, but go into God. Say, God, I have this. What do you want me to honor? And when you do what he puts in your heart, little or big, you will benefit. You will prosper. You will see great results. So for me and Danny, like, we see the results within Danny's work. Danny is the one that works full time. He is self-employed. We don't know if he's going to have work one week to the next. We don't know when money is coming in. We really don't. And even though we are not full-time right now, we have to live by faith with God when it comes to our finances, because if we didn't, or if we didn't practice this great truth, then I don't believe we would be in a position that we are now. Because Danny always has work. Sometimes he'll get to a Friday and there'll be no work for the Monday. And we're like, okay, well, God is in your hands. If he has no work, he'll have the day off, but you have to provide. And then guarantee, or this year especially, by the Sunday, somebody has rang him. Oh, we have work this tomorrow. Would you like this? Would you like this? Do, do, do. And so God opens the windows of heaven when it comes to Danny's work. Like, he has had work every month this year. He has not gone without work unless we've gone away. And again, if we didn't honor God from our substance, I don't think that would happen. I know that wouldn't happen. Because before we started honoring God faithfully, with a dedicated heart cheerfully, I was working 70 hours a week. And I was literally putting all my wages into a bag with holes. It was just gone. I didn't know where it was going, how we spent it. We never had anything. We were constantly in debt, struggling, not even able to pay the bills, had many credit cards, loans, constantly chasing money. And then I obviously, we started practicing this simple principle. But to the carnal mind, people can't perceive it. Like my mom, my sister, they do not understand it. In the children's fellowship, I try to encourage the importance of honoring God. My niece, who is 9, I encourage her, like, if you receive a pound, you should honor God from it. And she understands this, but then when it comes to her mom's like, why are you taking my child's money? Don't you have your own money? Don't you think this is not right? And my niece, she said, Mom, you just don't understand right now. You'll get there though. But again, it's been a little bit of a debate between me and my sister, but she doesn't understand because she's seeing from a carnal perspective. So Kiki, I tell her, you do what God puts in your heart. I teach her like she's an adult. I know what's going to benefit her. My heart's desire is that my niece and my nephew and anybody around me prospers and does well in life, does not struggle like I had to struggle. I really struggled through life until 3 years ago. Life was hard. Life was always a battle. Life was always down. I was never at peace. I was always in fear. I never had money. I was always in debt, and God radically changed my life 3.5 years ago to the point I'm at now. So when it comes to the honoring God, I am encouraged in my heart to tell everyone about the principle of doing it, especially believers that are born again, that are children of God, that has confessed Jesus Christ is their Lord and believe God has raised them from the dead. I really teach this, and I will continue to teach it and encourage it because it works. If you sow your seed, you will be greatly benefited. It's not because I want to get rich, but I sow seed, so I am very rich. You know, God says that we are the richest of the rich. You know, Jesus Christ became poor, it says in the scripture, so that we can become rich. And that does mean financially. Abraham was a very wealthy man. Job was a very wealthy man. Solomon was a very wealthy man. Jesus Christ himself was a very wealthy man. God, if he is the God of the universe who has created this whole universe for us, surely he wants us to prosper, but there is things that we need to do to be able to access that prosperity. Like we've heard the saying before, if somebody gives you a bank card and said, there's £10,000 in there for you, go and get it out, you're going to get it out. You're going to go, yippee, praise God, I'm going to get it. So now God wants us to access our heavenly bank account, our spiritual bank account, our spiritual account, where God is the biggest banker, the best banker, where he has opened the floodgates of heaven to continuously pour us out blessings, where the blessings are chasing us down, where there's so many blessings that there's even too many to consume. So with this, like, you can tell within my voice, within my heart, I can tell as I'm driving, I have such a passion for this area. I have such a passion for people to prosper, to people to be in health, for people to have a good journey through this life and to really have great desires, great hope, great visions, great goals, a great understanding of who they are and who their God is. I have a passion for it. That's why I have such a passion for laborers, that God is at below in them. He is the control tower and we are the airport, and they are coming on a continuous scale. know, in the thousands. And people are going to be laborers because they're going to practice walking by the Spirit instantly. They're going to practice speaking in tongues. They're going to practice honoring God faithfully, cheerfully, bountifully. They're going to practice really connecting with the heart and just living their best life with God. So I could go on. I'm sat here. I don't even know how long this sharing has gone on for, but I am very blessed. I am very thankful. My desires going into 2024 is again many, many fields within the UK to be able to travel more, to be able to speak the things in love that God is putting in my heart to speak, even if people don't like it, even if people leave me or don't want to be around me. That's okay, as long as I'm doing the things that God is desiring for me to do. But we have a godly energy, a spiritual energy, and that spiritual energy, it may drive people away, but it will bring many, many more close. Why will it bring many, many more close? Because there are thousands and millions and trillions, not that there's even trillion people in the world, but there are millions of people that are really searching this truth. And we're the ones, as we're led by God, to be in the right place at the right time. So whoever is hearing this, give your heart to God. Really give your heart to God. If you hear a sharing about prosperity, honoring God with your substance, speaking in tongues, connecting, if you hear all these things continuously, keep practicing it. Practicing it with your heart. Keep doing. Keep being doers, not hearers only. Keep just going to God. Go to God with everything. If this person, what they're sharing, is it right, God? Is this the area you want me to practice? You help me. You give me the inspiration. You give me the faith. And I will do it unto you, God. I will connect unto you. I will honor my substance to that person unto you. I will do everything unto you. We should always take the person out of the equation, even though God has set the godly structure up. You know, it never is like I don't honor to a man. I don't honor my substance to a man. I honor my substance to God. I give to God. I give in the Spirit. I praise in the Spirit. I give it in the Spirit. So today is a great day. Today is an awesome day. Tomorrow is going to be an even better day. The next day is going to be an even better day. 2024 is going to be a year that supersedes everybody's expectations. Everybody is going to continue to abound in hope, and that hope they're going to be able to give to others as God leads. You're going to prosper in your workplaces. You're going to prosper in your fellowships. You're going to prosper in every area of your life. Relationships that were broken, God is restoring. He's restoring double for your trouble. All the pain and the discomfort that you may have gone through, God has redeemed you from all of that. He has set you free because His Son came into the world to set us free. And now we are children of the Most High God. We are ambassadors. We are a masterpiece. We are more precious than any jewel that is in this world right now. So remember where you're seated, far above principalities, powers, dominions, and might. You are seated far above. You have great power within your words. You have great power within your voice. You have the hope of God living within you. And God really wants you to experience the best. He doesn't want you to be discouraged in any way. He wants you to really be living and experiencing your greatest life. So enjoy 2023, just for the next few days, and really abound in everything that you're doing in 2024, because the God of hope is filling you with all joy and love and patience and excitement and prosperity and all the rest of the great things He's given us. So God bless you.